From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Despite signs that the recession is coming to an end, many states are still struggling. And today we're going to hear from the smallest state, which has very big problems. Rhode Island is suffering from a $68 million budget deficit. The governor has threatened to lay off more than 500 state workers unless they agree to delay a raise and work unpaid days, days they would be compensated for later. From member station WRNI, Megan Hall has the story.
An undereducated workforce and an over-reliance on manufacturing has left the littlest state in the union with the third highest unemployment rate in the nation at just under 13%. Governor Donald Carcieri doesn't want to add government layoffs to that number, so he's been making his case for the union concessions on local talk radio shows, even nationally on Fox News.
Our state is in a huge recession, feeling it very severely. All I'm asking is people who have got good jobs and good benefits to help us out.
Steve Robertson sorts packages in the state's central mailroom in Providence, Rhode Island.
Very good. We'll see that he gets that so he knows where to bring it then. Thank you.
Robertson wears a red striped polo shirt with an American flag pinned to the collar. He is one of the more than 4,000 Rhode Island employees voting this week on whether to accept the givebacks, and he's not happy. Robertson says in the over 30 years he's worked for the state, he's made enough sacrifices.
There's an old saying, you can only get so much meat out of a donkey.
Robertson says the deal, which would include employees like him working unpaid days this year, only sets a precedent for more concessions.
Suppose someone comes back next year and says, geez, you know, instead of like 10 days, we need 30. It's a game that can go on forever.
But many younger state employees, who are most vulnerable to the potential layoffs, say the sacrifices are worth it to save their jobs. This isn't the first time Governor Carcieri has considered eliminating state workers to solve a budget crisis. In 2007, he threatened to lay off hundreds of government employees to help close a more than $200 million deficit.
The governor has very few management tools when it comes to personnel and how to operate state government. The authority that he does have, layoffs.
Amy Kemp is the governor's spokeswoman. She says Carcieri must solve problems that are not of his making.
In Rhode Island, the governor has to submit a balanced budget to the General Assembly, but the General Assembly ultimately writes the budget. That budget that they passed this year had a $67.8 million hole that was not addressed, other than to say, personnel, go find it.
The governor's critics in the General Assembly say his original budget wasn't balanced at all, and they did their share of the work to fix it. Maureen Moakley is a political science professor at the University of Rhode Island. She says the state needs to move beyond political infighting.
I mean, we are in a very dire strait, and I think both sides realize that the concessions are going to have to be made, and we're going to have to open up a lot of new doors.
Moakley says Rhode Island can save money by consolidating services across municipal boundaries. With less than 1 million people, the state can't afford to finance a distinct school system in each of its 39 cities and towns.
The resources are there and the imagination is there. It's a question of the political will.
As for Steve Robertson, the manager of the state's mailroom, he hopes the government eventually finds a less disruptive way to balance the state budget. For NPR News, I'm Megan Hall in Providence, Rhode Island.